Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the revelation that Thou hast given of Thy will. Thou hast showed us in the gospel what Thou wouldst have us to do. Thou hast called us to think on Thee and on the things that pertain to Thee. Thou art invisible to our human eyes. We can't see Thee when we look, but we can know Thee and understand Thee in our hearts. We pray the help of Thy Holy Spirit that we might be able to understand Thee more. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. As we continue our study in the book of Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, we come now in chapter 6, verses 19 to 23, to the discussion of the true values of living. It's so important for us to have in mind what we really consider worthwhile. We're going to see the word treasure used. And you know, the interesting thing about a treasure is anything can be a treasure if you personally esteem it as such. It's the things that you treasure that become your treasures. That's the way in which it is. It isn't the thing in itself. It's the way you cherish it. Some of us have keepsakes, and you know right well you've got some things at home. Perhaps they're on your dresser. Maybe they're in some dresser drawer. Maybe you've got them in a private box. Maybe you've got them in a lock box somewhere, where there are some things that you just keep in a special way, and the thing in itself isn't worth much. Actually, you couldn't get anything for it. You couldn't sell it. And yet you think it's very important. You treasure it, and it becomes a treasure to you. The things we treasure make a difference in our life, because we tend to be like the things that we treasure. When the Lord Jesus is speaking about this, He is speaking in chapter 6 of Matthew, verses 19 to 23. And I think I'll read that now so that we can have it before us while we meditate further upon it. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? In these words, the Lord Jesus Christ is emphasizing the great difference between heaven and earth. And He speaks of laying up treasures in heaven and not laying them up upon earth. And what do we mean by this now? A treasure is anything that you highly esteem, something that you personally value, that means a great deal to you. And the Lord Jesus is saying, do not let the things of this world mean so much to you. When He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, He means to say, of all the things that you see and all the things that you handle and all the things that you have that you can point to and you can say that it's yours, do not let your heart and mind be given over to any one of those in a special way. Lay not up treasures for yourselves upon earth. That is to say, do not let your values be centered down here. You'll have things. Certainly you'll have things. Right now you have food, you have shelter, you have clothing, you've got a home you live in, you've got friends, and so on. And many of these things you value. And anything which you value becomes a valued thing or a value to you. The things that we cherish are our values. The things that we think a great deal of and we appreciate owning are our treasures. Now the Lord Jesus is stressing the fact that we can make a selection. We have something to say about it. And He wants us to treasure, to esteem, to remember with appreciation the things that appear in heaven, and not the things that appear on earth. Now, if you look at that again, you will see that the things upon earth are physical. And, of course, that means they're temporal. The things upon earth are material things. And moth and rust can corrupt them. Moths will eat the clothing and rust will ruin the metal, you see. And thieves will break through and steal. So far as this world's goods are concerned, it's precarious with them. You could lose them. Anything you have of this world's goods, you can lose. And by the way, that goes up as far as your strength and it goes to your health. It even goes to your life. It goes to the life of your loved ones. Everything that belongs in this world, that is in this world, and that you can lose in this world, is an earthly thing. And the Lord Jesus says, don't let any one of those things become your treasure, the thing that you're going to specially cherish. But, he says, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and rust, neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now, laying up your treasures in heaven is a little bit difficult to grasp because, for a good many of us, we cannot picture heaven as readily as we picture earth. May I just say one thing for sure we should keep in mind, and that is that when we're trying to think about heaven, we don't make another earth out of it. Don't make it just another earth that's better than this one. No, the best way to think of heaven is that it's the presence of God, and that heaven is peopled, as it were. There are people there. There are persons there. The kind of thing that prevails in heaven primarily is fellowship and communion. It is being with your loved ones. It is having the fellowship of those whom you love. It is having communion with those whom you serve, and so on. And when you have had some particularly sweet fellowship with the Lord, and he has been a friend of yours, and you have been a friend of his, that kind of thing, that's a value. And the Lord Jesus would say, pile those up, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Notice that it isn't, in this sense, it's rather strange. It isn't where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. It's where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. That amounts to this. You and I can begin to esteem anything. You know, if you can be given something like a ring or a brooch, or a suit of clothes, or you can be given perhaps some special cup, or someone can give you a special ornament of some sort. And the moment it's yours, you can begin to like it. You can begin to look at it. You can begin to cherish it. You can think of it when it's out of sight. When you lay it away, you remember it. That kind of thing. For instance, someone can give you a picture. Before they had the picture made, there wasn't such a thing. So the picture was made. And when they made the picture, they had six prints made. They had six different pictures made. And they gave four of them away. They gave them to different people, three other people and to you. So each one has their own picture, and you've got your picture. But you begin to cherish it. You begin to think about it. You take that picture out and you look at it. You hang it up where it will be seen. You remember it. You see, in doing that, your heart is becoming involved. And your heart becomes interested in and attached to this thing which is your treasure. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You'll be thinking about it. Now, if it happens that you treasure and you greatly esteem money or the things of this world, and that's what you're thinking about primarily, it's whether or not you'll be healthy and whether or not you'll be strong and whether or not you'll look good and all those things so far as this world are concerned. If you make those the chief things of your life, they will become your treasure. And, of course, they're the kind of things that you can lose. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Then there follows in this passage a couple of verses that are not easy to grasp. Listen to this. The light of the body is the eye. Now, that's not supposed to be anything strange. In other words, if I'm conscious of things and I think I'm in a world that I can see, and I'm in a room that's got walls, and I have a light over me, and I have windows, and I have a floor, and I have chairs, and I have a table, and I have a door. All these things are in this world. How, in this room, how do I know? Through my eye. My eye can see them. When I look out through the window, I see the trees. When I look up into the sky, I see the blue sky, and I see the clouds. That's my eye. Now, light maketh manifest, and when light shows up things to my consciousness, it comes through my eye. When it says, if your eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. This word single would mean if it is clear. Let me put it this way. It would mean that it's not blurred. It isn't foggy. A single-eyed person sees plainly in one direction, focuses well. And if you have your attention focused on something clearly, and you understand it fully, and you know just exactly what there is that's about it and so on, the whole body is full of light. In other words, it's good. You understand it, and you can see it clearly. Now it says, if thine eye be evil. This does, in my mind, does not necessarily mean morally evil. But this is, if your eye isn't functioning well, if you have a scum over it, a cataract over your eye, or in some way your eye cannot see, so that instead of seeing anything, it's blind. And the eyes that you have, you open them, and the light falls on them, but you don't have any vision. The optic nerve isn't working. Your whole body is in darkness. You can't see any other way. The eye is the thing you see with. Because if you're going to see anything, you use your eye. And if the eye is closed, you can't see a thing. In this way, the Lord Jesus is saying, you've just got one heart. You have, after all, just one affection. If you give your affection to the things of this world, you can't give it to the things of God. If you're interested in the car that you own, or you're interested in the house that you've got, or you're interested in something that you particularly claim as your own, and that particular thing is engaging your attention, you can't see anything else. And if you won't be able to see spiritual things. But if you have your eyes single, that it's clear, and you can see spiritual things, the whole body will be full of light. Our God and Heavenly Father, we pray for help in these things. Keep the truth before our hearts and minds, that we'll be interested in spiritual things that last forever. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.